Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tip of the Day. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and today I'm very excited about our guest speaker. She is an RVP, and she has been doing and making great calls and follow-up calls on the PC program with their voucher that they have in their cart that will end here in just a few days. And I was talking to her and heard about what she was doing, and I thought so many of us still have people that we can call to take advantage of this. And so I wanted her to give us our tips. So RVP Tanya Powell is our guest speaker today. And Tanya, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Linda, so much for asking me to share on the tip of the day. I can hardly believe that I'm among such great company. I've loved listening and incorporating all the awesome tips into my business this month. And I just really appreciate you taking the time to do these for us. So my tip of the day, yes, like Linda said, revolves around the PC Preferred Rewards Program. So as all of you know, Arvon generously gave a $20 preferred reward to all PCs that were registered prior to September 1st. And this has created the perfect opportunity for consultants like us to reach out to our clients. I love what my MVP, Micheline Kirsebaum, always says about PCs. They pay $20 to get more than a discount. They're expecting good service from us and from consultants who are willing to do exactly that, consult. And, you know, I think we all know how important it is for us to keep in contact with our clients on a regular basis. So the fact that Arvon gave us the perfect reason to do so is really, really awesome. Now, like Linda said, these rewards expire on December 31st, and so many of them have not been redeemed yet. So it really is important for us to take the time to reach out to our clients in the next couple of days and make sure that they know about the reward and how to redeem it. So I'm going to tell you guys how to find out which PCs in your downline have rewards. First of all, just log into your Arvon.com account and go to your website, and then you'll hit the Me tab on the left-hand side and choose My Preferred Clients. That'll bring up a list of all the PCs who are registered directly to you, and you'll see which ones have rewards, how much the reward is, and when that reward expires. You can go to the top right and click on the little Excel icon to create a list that you can edit, save, print. It's really simple, and getting into that direct PC list is a really great place to start. But I also want to encourage you to call the PCs who are registered under a consultant in your downline who isn't necessarily working the business. This is what I did, and it's a little bit of a different process, so real quick, I want to tell you how to do it. Just go to, instead of going to Me and WebSats, you're going to go to My Team and click on My Downline. Now, this is going to bring up a list of all of your consultants and PCs. And for some of us, that's going to be a pretty big list. But here's how you can really easily narrow it down. There's a little box that lets you filter some of the criteria, and you could narrow it down by district or area. And you can even click on the little box that says, Show My Preferred Clients with Available Rewards so that you don't get everybody. You can also enter a specific consultant ID in this little narrowed down section and create lists specific to each consultant in your downline, to you, to, you know, the people that you know are not servicing their clients. So this is what I did. I printed out several pages, and I took my big old list, and I sat on my couch with my laptop and my cell phone and my detox tea, and I just started calling people one at a time. You know, I'll admit it wasn't completely comfortable at first. I was calling people that I didn't even know in a lot of cases. But you guys, I got such a great response from almost everyone I talked to that it was soon not only easy, but I was actually having a good time and it was fun because I was meeting new people and I was having these conversations and it was really fun. So Linda asked me to share some of the verbiage that I used. And, you know, obviously you're just going to be true to yourself and just be authentic, but here's some of the stuff that I said. So if I got a voicemail, which, you know, obviously happened a lot, I left a quick message, and it sounded maybe something like this. Hi, Julie. This is Tanya Powell, your Arvon consultant. I'm calling to let you know that you have a voucher for $20 in your preferred client account, and it expires on December 31st. You may have forgotten your ID number, and if that's the case or you need help in any way, just give me a call at, I leave my phone number. I'm totally here to help you. Thank you so much for being a loyal Arvon client. If I don't talk to you, have a really happy new year. So I just keep it really short, simple, and to the point. And then I hang up, and I mark on my list that I left a message. For clients who were sponsored by other consultants in my downline, I might have said something like this. Hi, Julie. This is Tanya Powell with Arvon. I work with Sarah, and I'm helping her to reach out to her preferred clients. I wanted to let you know that you have a $20 voucher in your Arvon account, and it expires at the end of this month. I just want to make sure you know it's there and have your ID number so you can redeem it before it expires. I'm happy to help you place the order or answer any questions you have. Just feel free to give me a call back at my number. Thank you so much. I hope to talk with you soon. Okay, that's it. And then I also had, of course, people who did answer the phone. And I really just kept the focus on helping them and not on what I sounded like, which I know is hard to do, but you just got to focus on what their needs are. I was really friendly. I got right to the point, and I kept it short. Maybe it would have sounded something like this. Hi, is this Julie? Hi, Julie. This is Tanya Powell. I'm one of the Arbonne consultants who is here to make sure your Arbonne needs are taken care of. Do you have a second? Great. I just want to quickly tell you that you have a $20 voucher in your account that expires on December 31st, and I didn't want you to miss out on that. Were you aware of this voucher? Then, you guys, depending on the answer, I just helped them with whatever they needed. If they were open to more information, I might say something like, do you have your ID number? Or did you know that your voucher is actually in addition to your 20% discount and it'll be automatically deducted? And then I also would make sure to tell them that all it takes to redeem the voucher is to add $150 in product to their cart, and the 20% discount would come off, and then the voucher amount would come off. And if they did $150 and had a $20 voucher, they're only going to end up paying about $100. So I explained what it would look like, you know, what their discount and that voucher would really look like. And when they heard that, they're like, oh, really? Gosh, I'd get $150 worth of stuff for $100? That's awesome. And some people, as you'll see, have more than $20 voucher because they may have already had some money or a voucher that's in their account when this $20 was added. I have some people that have $50 and they're going to spend like 70 bucks. It's ridiculous. So cool. Okay. So there were some times when clients would say, oh my gosh, thank you so much for calling to remind me. I meant to do that, but I totally forgot. And then there were other times when people weren't real responsive. They didn't really want to talk, but it didn't matter. It was okay. My job is to keep them informed and ask them if there's anything else I could do to help. I always thanked them for their time, and I always ended the conversation with something nice like, you know, I hope you have a wonderful holiday. What was really cool, I had several really great conversations with people that I had never met. So one girl said, oh my, that she had moved, and she didn't know that she could have it shipped to her new address. Well, of course, I told her how easy it was to change the shipping address, and then I asked her how she liked living in her new town. I asked her why she decided to move. We started having a conversation, and I found out she was working three jobs. She recently quit the third, and she was looking for a way to make more money. I was like, wow, have you ever thought of starting your own Arbonne business? And she said, no, you know, not really, I don't know. And I said, look, this is the most amazing business. I have been able to fit it into my hectic schedule, and you can do it from anywhere, and it's so awesome. You really should check it out. Can I send you some information? And she's like, yeah, sure. And so I just confirmed her email, and I sent her some information. It's happened with a lot of people, you guys, simply because I was friendly, and I looked for opportunities to engage in conversation above and beyond the voucher that I was initially calling them about. The most important thing to remember is really to take good notes. I don't know about you guys, but the older I get, the less I remember. So I knew I had to have a notepad, and I wrote down every detail of the conversation that I had and what the next step was. If I was, you know, email information on business or email ID number and directions on redeeming. some of them I talked to about our nutrition program, and I sent information on our team's Lean in 2014 group that we're starting on the 6th of January. When I spoke to people who were friendly and were open to my call, I said things like, do you have another minute? Have you used our nutrition products? I don't know if you're like me and you ate and drank too much over the holidays, but every time I overindulge, I jump on this program and am looking and feeling better in no time. I have this awesome special for a 30-day detox group that we're starting on January 6th, and I'm really excited about it. Would you be interested in getting some details? You know, you just look for opportunities. I would give them details either over the phone or I'd offer to email them some information. You know, always confirm the email address and let them know that you'll be sending it that day. And now I'm in the process of following up on those emails and making calls to people who seemed interested. You guys, it's really not too late to start contacting your PCs. If you haven't done it yet, it's okay. This is actually the perfect time because the craziness of Christmas is over. Most people are either back to work and back to their daily grind, or they're hanging out with nothing really going on. And almost everyone, I guarantee, is feeling bloated and tired and in desperate need of a good detox. And along you come with a friendly phone call to save the day. We know we have the best program around, so we really need to share that. And here's the bottom line, really, is whether or not people use their vouchers in order is not even the most important thing. It's just using that as a reason to call your clients and engage in conversation. Use it as an opportunity to find out, you know, what needs they have that you can help them with. Ask them to host a get-together. Ask if they've ever considered doing something like this, if they've ever used our nutrition products. Ask what products they ordered when they first joined, which ones are their favorites, what they might be out of, if they've heard about our new Genius resurfacing pads, if they'd like to try a product they've never tried before. If you can send them a sample, tell them you're trying to meet new people and ask if they'd be willing to introduce you to a couple of their friends, and in return, you'll give them a free gift and a bigger discount. Use this opportunity to make connections with people. Find out what their needs are and then meet their needs. Arbonne, we have such a unique gift in Arbonne that we have something to meet every single need that's out there, whether it's a paycheck or a product. And then just simply follow up. Do what you say you're going to do. Send them the information. Follow up a day later to make sure that they got it. Mail or drop off a sample or a goal bag, and then schedule that appointment to meet with them for, you know, 5 to 10 minutes a few days later. This is just, you guys, I just think that this is the perfect opportunity to talk to people. Don't miss out on it. It's only here until December 31st. We don't know if Arbonne will ever do something like this again, so use this time to, you know, increase your RV. We get full RV before the discount, before the voucher. Use this to double that volume, you know, for December and put in those orders. Just push through your fear. Pick up the phone. No one's going to bite. Just remember to be thoughtful of people's time. Be authentic. Be friendly. And for the most part, you'll find that people are friendly right back. So I hope that helps. I think that's all I have, Linda.
Tanya, that is so great. And I love something you shared earlier with me that you said, at first you were nervous and in your head you thought, oh, they don't want to hear from me or they're going to, and everybody that you called, whether they ordered or not, were like, thank you so much for thinking of me. And so you guys think that instead of making up the story that nobody wants to hear from you, make up the story that people are going to be so glad that you let them know. Because I know if I had a $20 credit, I would be very thankful to someone who let me know. So I want you to think about this. If you got 10 of your preferred clients to take advantage of their $20, you know, basically coupon or voucher that they have waiting for them in their cart, they have to place a $150 order before discount. And before that, as Tanya said, their cost is around $100. But if 10 people do that, 10 PCs do that for you, that's $1,500 in RV. You guys, that's truly dialing for dollars. Some of you are looking for, you're trying to, you know, obviously we're all trying to get as much volume as we can in our central district because it's double this month. So if 10 people do, you guys, you just found $1,500 in volume. If 20 PCs took advantage of that with just the $150 order, that right there would be $3,000 in RV. Maybe since you're on the call, you could even sweeten the pot and say, you know, if you place the $250 order, I have an extra gift for you. Or, you know, let them know if it's more than $150, they're going to get $20 from them. And maybe you're going to say, and I will send you a free primer, which is a $32 or $36 value product. Something like that to maybe they up the RV of their order. So really be using these next few days. I know so many of you are trying to hit really big goals, and I know it can happen. And this is just another way to make that happen. The other thing, she gave you lots of great little questions to ask. Don't ask all of them. Pick a couple and use what works with you and maybe that certain person that you're calling. But you guys think about this. We all want to have a guest with us at our monthly meeting in January. And you may be going, I don't know who that guest is going to be. This is a great way for you to find those guests, not just one, but maybe two or three people that say, hey, how would you like? Are you open to ways of creating a second stream of income? Are you open to that? I love Melissa Walker's verbiage on that. So you guys, a lot of people in 2014, their goals might be some financial goals, and this is a way that we can help them do that with Arbonne and say, you know what, our business is exploding. If you've ever thought you might want to do something with Arbonne, I want to encourage you to take a look because there's never been a better time to join our business. So as you're making those calls, not only are you getting RV for this month, you could just find your next business builder that you will be launching next month that could be your district that helps you earn that trip. So you guys really take this tip that Tanya gave you and put it to work and dial for dollars. So when you are sitting on the beach in Los Cabos, maybe that person that you are going to call the next few days, they just might be on the beach with you because you picked up the phone and you shared this opportunity with them. So, Tanya, thank you so much. And everyone listening, you guys, don't forget to make somebody's day.